and welcome to Relatable, a podcast dedicated to simplifying the complexities of modern everyday relationships. What if being great at relationships was easy for you? How would that change your life? How would that impact the people you love? I'm Fiona Lukies. Join me as I pull back the curtain on how easy it is for you to up your relationship game so you can enjoy effortless relationships with anyone in your life and become more relatable. Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Relatable. I am so excited to be here to be sharing what I've seen around relationships with you. This podcast has been something that has been percolating in the back of my mind for many, many years. And I am thrilled to finally be able to perhaps bring some clarity to the world around relationships, around the principles behind relationships. You know, the inspiration for this podcast really was born many, many years ago when I was a young child. I've always been immensely fascinated by human beings, what makes people tick, the psychological functioning of people, why people do what they do. I remember as a young child watching my parents interact and being really curious around dad's moods, mum's response to them, the way my sisters interacted, the way I showed up to different scenarios. And it has been something that I've studied, looked at just from my own interest before I even did this professionally. So this podcast is all about, as the name suggests, relationships. It's about the quality of our relationships. It's about helping you understand the principles behind them, because the principles behind all relationships are exactly the same. I'm really committed to debunking some of the complicated, overwhelming information out there around relationships, so that if you're listening, perhaps you'll hear something for yourself you've never heard before. Perhaps you'll get a fresh take on your own belief systems around your ability to do relationships well, around your ability to be relatable, because I've certainly seen through my client work, through what's portrayed in the media, through listening to friends, that people have varying beliefs around their ability to do relationships well. And they somehow think that what's happened in their past, the way they were brought up, whether they were shown enough love as children, has something to do with their ability to do them well. And I want you to know, through this series, you are going to have a completely different way of seeing that, because none of that is true. As truthful as it looks, as real as it looks, and I know for many of you listening, you'll be saying, hang on, no, I'm the exception. That might be true for others, but not for me. Because of this thing in my past, or I know I'm not very good at, or insert whatever belief you have here. But what I do know to be true is that when people have a deeper understanding of the way something works, the way they see that thing completely changes. And certainly through my client work and through the relationships in my own life, I have seen that to be absolutely true. So this series, and I will be releasing episodes in a group of series. So this first series of Relatable is all about and based on our intimate relationships. But you'll find that future episodes will be around our parenting relationships, around work relationships, around people who are in business and how they relate to their business. Because the thing is, in life, everything comes down to the quality of our relationships. Our relationships with our health, with money, with just about anything you can possibly imagine. There is a relationship with every single area in your life. There is. And it's the quality of that. It's how you show up to that. It's what you see around that that has enormous impact on the quality of your entire life and of those around you. And right now, as I record this, we are in the middle of COVID-19, where the world is in the middle of a global pandemic. Everything has been shut down. Borders are closed. People are at home isolating. People are spending time with loved ones, or maybe they're spending time with people that they don't know so well, right? Either way, as challenging as the world may seem for many people right now, I find it interesting that I'm recording this during the middle of a global pandemic, during a period of time where never before has the quality of our relationships been highlighted to us, where people can really see that how we relate to others, how others relate to us, which has a lot to do with it, well, has everything to do with how we relate to others. Never before have our relationships mattered. Never before have they been at the forefront. And our ability to do them well is not based on your genetic gene pool. It's not based on whether you're male or female, old or young. There is a completely different factor behind all of this. Now, just to give you a heads up, the very first relatable series, and this is the first episode of that, it's all about our intimate relationships, and it's about changing the way the world understands them, making it easier for people. I want to create more ease and flow, because nothing highlights our human frailties more than our intimate relationships. Nothing quite like it. Hence why I thought it was a good place to start. And because so many of us are at home, so many of us are having to deal with our intimate relationships in a way we probably haven't had to for a long time, I thought it was quite pertinent for this series to kick off there. If you're listening, I hope that what you hear helps you in some small way with your own relationships, with your own belief around how relatable you are. You might be someone sitting there saying, well, I'm not great at relationships. I don't do emotions very well. Or I'm not great at relationships because I'm not good at conflict. Or I'm not great at relationships because I really want everyone to like me. Or I'm not great at relationships because I'm so reactionary and I get angry, which was certainly has been my story in the past. Whatever that is, I want you to know that none of that needs to be your lifelong story, and that through an understanding of the principles behind them, and as I said previously, the principles behind all relationships are exactly the same, through a different understanding, that can change for you. And it can change for you without a lot of efforting, managing, overcoming, feeling like you need to fix yourself. I promise you there's nothing for you to fix. You are not broken. You just may be missing a few pieces of the puzzle. That's all. Your story can change easily and organically. And I want to show you the truth of that through this series. If you look at every area in your life, your ability to be relatable matters. It really does. It's an essential life skill. And this is something that I'd really love people to see, that being good at relationships, being relatable, is an essential life skill, because there's not an area in your life where that doesn't matter. Through friendships, through work colleagues, through how you relate to and handle your coffee order being late in the morning, or how you relate to people at the supermarket. Are you someone who makes eye contact with people walking down the street? Do you smile at others? Do you know what I mean? There's not an area in your life where being good at relationships isn't important. How you are as a parent, right? How you respond to your children, how you respond to families, how you deal with family gatherings, in-laws. Our relationships infiltrate every single area in our lives. And then, of course, there's the most important one of all, your relationship to yourself. And so I want to remove some of the stigma around that, because it's often something people aren't prepared to look at, or they feel, and because they feel frightened about what they're going to uncover. And I want to reassure you that this series is designed to have you feel lighter about it, to give you a sense of hope, of possibility, of seeing these things through different eyes and seeing yourself through different eyes. So just to give you a little bit of background around me, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Fiona Lukies. I am a mother of four children, three boys and a girl. I have been working in private practice, a very busy private practice now for 11 years. And my niche, my area that I specialize in is, as you guessed it, relationships. I have helped thousands of people over that time, couples, families, parents, businesses, organizations, teams, leaders. I've helped them all with their relationships, with the way they relate to others, how they respond to things, giving them a different lens, or putting them in a direction where they have a different understanding. It's been a lifelong passion of mine. And one of the reasons why it has been such a big passion for me, I guess, is is because around 18 or so years ago now, I was in a relationship with my two older boys' dad. We were never married, but we were in a de facto relationship. And that relationship was very, very challenging, very, very difficult. I lost my voice. There was verbal abuse. And when we went to get help, I felt very, very let down by the help that we got. I felt that the person missed vital clues and signs. I felt unheard. And I remember thinking at the time that, probably quite arrogantly now that I look back on it, if this is the quality of help that's out there, no wonder so many relationships are falling apart. No wonder so many people are struggling in this area, because the help was complicated. We found ourselves talking a lot about the problem and the issue, which now with what I know can see wasn't all that helpful, because when you talk a lot about problem and issue, you live in the feeling of that. It doesn't help create goodwill. It actually gives you a greater sense of hopelessness and helplessness, and it makes the mountain look higher, longer, more difficult. And there is just too much work to be done to change that. And so when that relationship broke down, I saw the impact that that had on my boys. I made a decision that once I was back on my feet, once I had gotten past this period, that I was going to study in that area and do whatever I could to help as many people as possible, that I was going to find a different way, an easier way to help families that are struggling, couples that are struggling. And then, you know, as I went down that path, my work changed in a number of areas. And after working in private practice for three or four years, I came across an understanding that completely changed everything for me, completely changed everything. And it was through this understanding that my own marriage, and at the time when I came across this understanding, my husband and I had been married for around 7 years. And we were struggling. We really were. We were struggling. And at the time, none of the information that I knew, none of the things that I'd studied were actually helping us. And it wasn't until I came across the understanding that I'm going to talk about through this podcast series and the guests that I have brought on for you. And I have some wonderful, wonderful guests who will add so much richness and value around this topic for you. Through this understanding, my marriage changed. And it changed easily, and it changed in a way that I wasn't expecting. There was more goodwill. We got over things a lot quicker without the residue. We were able to handle each other's emotional reactions differently, which is a huge, huge problem for people in relationships. Big, big one. People struggle to deal with their own and another person's emotional reactions. And we'll talk about that through the podcast series. So I saw an incredible shift in my marriage. And an incredible shift in my own levels of contentment and well-being, because obviously your own levels of contentment and well-being have a big impact on your relationships, have a big impact on your relationship with yourself and your ability to be relatable. So I learned something that flipped everything I had ever learned about relationships and human psychology on its head. It was the complete antithesis of everything I ever knew. And I went through a period where I kind of had to unlearn a number of things. And it was through that unlearning that my level of awareness shifted, that I discovered that the principles behind all relationships are exactly the same, and that I was way overcomplicating it, innocently, way overcomplicating things, as we all do. I want to show you a simpler way to view relationships. I want to show you that human beings are all innately designed to do relationships well. We all are. It's our birthright. And if you weren't aware of it, and I wasn't, until I came across this understanding, I thought that relationships required a lot of effort and work and application and commitment, and that they were quite complicated. I had well and truly bought into all the myths that are portrayed out there. And when I saw how simple and easy and effortless they can be, and they really can, I knew I had to share this with the world. And I committed myself to understanding this and being a student of this for life, so that I could pass this knowledge on to others and create some relief in any small way possible. And, you know, it wasn't just my marriage that shifted. It was my relationship with my siblings. I've got two beautiful sisters and we are extremely close. And one of the reasons we are is not only just because they're amazing, amazing people, and they are, but also because of my understanding and the shifts that have occurred within me that have organically happened due to this understanding. I have deeper, richer friendships, deeper, richer relationships with my parents, and deeper, richer relationships with my clients. And I've seen incredible results in the people that I've worked with. And so because I have always wanted to do whatever I can in any small way to reduce the amount of suffering in the world, and it's always been something that has mattered to me as a young child, I decided to put together this podcast series. I decided to create my online program, Relatable, which is being released very, very soon, and to share whatever I could that could make a difference to anybody out there who would just like to have a little more ease and perhaps feel a little less intimidated by the whole conversation around relationships. It doesn't have to be a taboo subject. It doesn't have to be something that you hide from and hope for the best. It can be something that you embrace wholeheartedly, become more playful around, have more ease, flow, and fun with. You know, there is a big stigma, especially in Australia, and I'm Australian, around getting help around our relationships. People are hesitant. They wait until things are in dire, dire straits. They don't see it as something that they need to be good at. No matter what area of your life, being good at relationships matters, no matter what area. And we'll look at that through this series. That's it for my first episode. I've got some wonderful interviews coming up, and you'll notice that with this series, there'll be a mix of me sharing what I've seen with my client work and me having some wonderful conversations with some very wise, generous people out there that I know will shed some new light and understanding for you around the subject of being more relatable.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Relatable, where we are committed to taking the stress and confusion out of relationships. If you're keen to find out more, the best place to start is to head on over to my website, fionalukies.com.au, where you can download my free Relationship Masterclass video series, or join the waitlist for Relatable, my brand new online program, where I personally take you through how to have a great relationship with anyone.